In the 30 years since Heartland Community College was founded, its security workers at campuses in Normal, Pontiac, and Lincoln have always been contractors coming from private companies. A Board of Trustees vote tonight is set to change that, but what exactly Heartland's new public safety model will look like is yet to be determined. WGLT's Lindsay Jones has the story.
The resolution approved Tuesday is just the first step, and it brings the college's security efforts in-house. As Heartland's Director of Risk Management and Public Safety, Kevin Ack, explained to the board, there's a number of things prompting the switch.
A well-trained, properly equipped public safety department will better serve the students and employees and provide more engagement and a better sense of safety on campus and provide some confidence among those in the college community. In the current model that we have, which is not a model that's followed by our peer institutions, we really have very little control over the quality of the people that are working for the contractor. And there seems to be a constant turnover of those people working for the contractor, making it a little difficult, actually quite difficult, to maintain some continuity day to day and week to week on campus. They also, as pointed out in the last bullet point, lost a few officers due to cause, meaning that officers were simply not performing the duties that they were supposed to be performing altogether. And so the contractor model is not a model that's particularly embraced right now across college campuses our size.
But there's more to it than the contractor model just being outmoded. While Heartland officials say there has not been an uptick in on-campus crime, there has been nearby.
As early as last fall, there were three shooting incidents in our campus neighborhood very nearby in August, September, and October. Some of those shooting incidents included the loss of life. So the neighborhood is increasingly a concern for us.
That was Heartland's Associate Director of Public Safety, Steve Riesenberg. He told board members Tuesday night it could benefit the college to add a sworn police officer component to the public safety department.
If you had sworn law enforcement here, we would have access to their intelligence and better be able to gauge the crime climate in the neighborhood and the near college community. So those are all benefits of having a sworn peace officer on campus.
Board members are set to vote in February as to whether the department will include sworn officers or just civilian public safety workers. Either way, Heartland President Keith Cornell said the department aims to hire a diverse set of workers from different backgrounds.
One thing that continuously was talked about from day one by both Steve and by Kevin was the importance of hiring quality people that are engaging with our students and our staff so that we have that supportive and caring community that we're really striving for.
WGLT's Lindsay Jones reporting. Heartland officials say they're still in the process of meeting with community stakeholders, although they've already completed some, including with the Black Student Union.